This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. So happy to be sitting in for Mr. Kelly. My name is James T. Harris. I hail from the Sunshine State. Well, actually, that's Florida. The Valley of the Sun, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Of course, you can catch The Conservative Circus on the free iHeartRadio app. And if you want to follow me on social, just go to my website, jamestharris.com. There you'll find all of my social links and the Clarity Report. I have to tell you, as the social media blogger. I started out as a blogger. This is years ago. That's how I actually got into radio. My blogs got picked up and were being read by the local talent in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And that led to my shot of doing radio. So fun. Always been a part of social media. And we were building up huge numbers right before COVID. Actually, I should say right before President Trump was elected. See, remember the joy, the euphoria after the president was, you know, announced President Trump, President 45th president of the United States. You had the big tech companies come out and apologize. They were distraught because they realized the reason why President Trump got into office was because of social media. They realized that the conservative message was resonating, that it blew up the country and it got President Trump in office. Oh, I know that because on Facebook, I was making posts about conservatism, posts about MAGA pulling down 30 million a hit. 30 million. Oh, that's nerve. You put out something like that, you're like, oh, my goodness. Can I do that again? Well, yes, because I was on message. And about a year into the presidency, all of a sudden, the brakes were put on. They changed the algorithm, and all of a sudden, conservatives were getting stomped out. Then, of course, when the COVID hit, you know, there was no dissent. Incredible. And then we had one of the biggest scandals in American history, presidential history, with Hunter Biden and the laptop. And guess what? It didn't get out because you had the government directing traffic over there with social media. You had the government, you know, all Twitter was the arm of the government, the Democrats in the deep state. Then along comes Elon Musk. Elon Musk says, maybe I should start my own social media. Maybe I should just buy one. And he did. And the world changed. As a matter of fact, that's not just my opinion. That also happens to be the opinion of Joe Rogan. On his show recently, he talked about how Elon Musk quite possibly single-handedly saved Western civilization.
When Elon purchased Twitter, and I don't say this lightly, I think he changed the course of civilization. I really do. I think we were on our way to this weird dystopian censorship complex that was already moving. We had already had intelligence agencies that were contacting Twitter. We know this through the Twitter files, and they were banning certain people that weren't saying incorrect things, but they were saying things that were inconvenient. And they turned out to all be accurate. All the things that they were warning about, all the things that they're saying, all turned out to be accurate. They stopped the distribution of the Hunter Biden laptop story by the New York Post. The New York Post, the second oldest newspaper in America. It's a huge newspaper. To stop that from being able to be distributed on Twitter, which turned out to be a totally accurate story. And to stop that accurate story is wild.
It is wild. It is wild. I remember I got a hold of the laptop story. I got a hold of the links to the laptop. Oh, my goodness. That was terrible. That was terrible. You can't scrub that out of your mind. The things that Hunter Biden was doing to, well, I got shut down over that. Deplatformed. What? They would not allow you to talk about it. And then you want to talk about how the 2020 election wasn't stolen. We're learning so much more about that. But again, the censorship, the federal government, our government shut us down until Elon Musk.
That is scary stuff. That if Elon didn't purchase Twitter, we would have just had to deal with that kind of stuff. That would be, and it would accelerate. It wouldn't stay where it is. It would ramp up. It would get more. They were starting to use the term malinformation. So there's misinformation, disinformation, and then malinformation. Malinformation is factual information that might cause harm.
Factual information that might cause harm. We don't want you to find this out. Who's it going to harm? It might harm us. It might harm the Democrats. They didn't care about you. They didn't want any information out there that was going to harm them. Factual information that might harm. You know, like if you're saying that you could use ivermectin or chloroquine instead of, you know, getting the vax, that type of information. Unbelievable. And the media and the Democrats, they want you to forget about that period. They want you to forget about COVID, how we had 2 weeks to shut down the curb. Okay. And now, well, you have Elon Musk that bought Twitter, turned it into X, and that is one of the free portals. That's where we're learning this information. That viral video by Nick Shirley, over 100 million views, that's on X. And it has more views than all the nightly news networks combined. What does that tell you? That tells you that freedom, the freedom of speech, well, it's dangerous. It is dangerous to the left. And they don't want you to know about this fraud going on in Minneapolis. Why? Because they are the ones that are profiting from it. Listen to Elon Musk as he talks. Don't forget, Elon Musk brought us Doge. And Doge did a fantastic job. I blame the Republicans for not taking advantage of it. We have the numbers. We could have been shutting things down left and right. Reform? Nope. Nope. And now we're learning why the Democrats hate. Well, we knew why the Democrats hated Doge in the first place. But now here's why they're trying to cover up for what's going on in Minneapolis. It's out of control. You have so many Democrats with their hands in the cookie jar. You have so many Democrats who know that they can't, I mean, they very possibly might not even be in office if this information was discovered, if the fraud was uncovered. They pulled off a minor, I'm not going to call it a miracle, the scam of the century.
Is that the single biggest thing that they're worried about is that Doge is going to turn off fraudulent payments of entitlements. I mean everything from Social Security, Medicare, unemployment, disability, Small Business Administration loans. Turn them off to illegals. This is the crux of the matter.
Yep.
Okay. This is the thing that. Why they really hate my guts and want me to die.
why they hate his guts and want him to die. Because this is going to turn off that spigot. And it can happen on the national level. That's why I believe President Trump, that's his move. To turn off the spigot. And in the same way that they shut down USAID, when they shut that down, look at how the Democrats were squealing and scrambling. That was a major funder to all of their shenanigans, Elon Musk.
And do you think that's billions, hundreds of billions? What do you think the scale is of that?
I think across the country, it's well north of 100 billion, maybe 200 billion. By using entitlements fraud, the Democrats have been able to attract and retain vast numbers of illegal immigrants.
And buy voters.
And buy voters, exactly. They basically bring in, I don't know, 10, 20 million people who are beholden to the Democrats for government handouts. and will vote overwhelmingly Democrat, as has been demonstrated in California. This is
it's an election strategy.
Yeah,
it's an election strategy. We can look at it. You know, this is the man, of course, Badoji. He could see the patterns. He could see the money flow. This is an election strategy. It is all part of the same thing. You flood the nation with illegals. You get them on welfare, and then you control them. They're dependent upon you.
Yes,
it's power.
Yes, and it doesn't take much to turn the swing states blue. I mean, often a swing state might be won by 10,000-20,000 votes.
Sure.
So if the Dems can bring in 200,000 illegals and over time get them legalized, not counting any cheating that takes place, because there is some cheating, but even without cheating, if you bring in illegals that are 10x the voter differential in a swing state, it will no longer be a swing state.
Right.
No, it will no longer be a swing state. That is exactly what we are watching. That's exactly what has been exposed. The question is, what is the president, what are Republicans going to do about it? James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show can be heard 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in Tucson. Of course, you can catch the Conservative Circus Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on the free iHeartRadio app. And as far as social goals, well, check out my main hub at jamestharris.com. We are talking about the scheme, the strategy. It's been exposed. It's been exposed for a while, but for some reason, well, we have President Trump back in office. We have a MAGA that has been emboldened, but they're very, very impatient because we're not seeing any perp walks. We're not seeing any heads roll. But now when we see this massive fraud being uncovered, and of course, Minnesota's the tip of the iceberg, there are other blue states that are also participating in the fraud. We're finally getting the reasons why. From Elon Musk. The man who brought us Doge, the man who uncovered billions of dollars of fraudulent corruption and waste. He's saying that this is part of the scheme. This is the campaign strategy of the left. That money, yes, a lot of it went overseas, but a lot of it went right into Democrat coffers. A lot of it went into campaign funds. Maybe this is the reason why Ilhan Omar is worth millions, where just a few years ago she was underwater to the tune of $60,000. Now she's worth $30 million. Maybe this is why we have politicians on both sides of the aisle that go in, you know, broke, working class, and come out wealthy. But the bigger game here is domination. You have the left that is trying to turn the United States of America into a deep socialist state. And they're doing it through corruption. They're doing it through rigged elections. They're funding it through fraud and deceit. And this is what Elon Musk, he's sitting down with Senator Ted Cruz, having this discussion, laying out the roadmap of how the Democrats are going to, well, how they have been succeeding.
And the Dems will win all the swing states, just a matter of time. And America will be permanent, deep blue socialist state. The House, the Senate, the presidency, and the Supreme Court will all go hardcore Dem. They will then further cement that by bringing in even more aliens. So you can't vote your way out of it.
Their objective is to make it
one-party socialist state. Yeah. And it'll be much worse than California, because at least California is mitigated by the fact that someone can leave California.
Right, you can go to Texas.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you did.
They're going to make everywhere California but worse.
Make everywhere California but worse. That is the objective. No escape. That is the objective. This is diabolical. But that's what Democrats are. And you know what? This is all hands on deck situation. The Democrats know that. The Democrats know that they don't have the numbers to win legitimately. They've known that for years. That's why they put these schemes in place. And you have all the energy and all the excitement. And you guys are out there on election day. You're voting. And then you still end up losing. And you're like, well, how that doesn't make sense. And then you're told, well, this candidate didn't have the number. Oh, this candidate didn't pull through. In the same way, President Trump was up by double digits 2020. And then we went to sleep and woke up and it was the comeback kid. No, no, no. It's the same thing we're watching right here. Now we're waking up to it, but is it too late? Because the Democrats, they're not slowing down. The Democrats can get caught red-handed. They don't care. They'll just keep doing what they're doing. It is frustrating because you still have some Republican congressmen, Republican senators that are dirty, like it's business as usual. It is not. And of course, they're beholden to the media. They're either afraid to go into the belly of the beast, and many of them shouldn't because they don't believe, you don't have any convictions. Or they just try to avoid it altogether and make sure they can still go to the cocktail parties. Meanwhile, President Trump is working on behalf of the people. His policies are in place. His policies are bringing relief, and so much so that you now have Democrats that are standing in the way. Do you remember the big, beautiful bill? Of course you do. Some folks, you know, Republicans, there was parts of it that they did not like, but you had to be impressed how the president and Speaker Johnson, the Republicans, they came together and they passed that puppy. And part of what was passed that was exciting was the no tax on tips. No tax on tips. If you were in the service industry, this was fantastic. But guess what? Even though it passed, if you live in a blue state, chances are you're not going to get your no tax on tips. You have Democrat governors that are stepping in and snipping it. Absolutely. Wait, what? Yes. I will tell you all about it coming up next. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. My show, The Conservative Circus, can be heard on 550 KFYI in Phoenix, 790 KNST in my adopted hometown of Tucson. And you can hear The Conservative Circus Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 on the free iHeartRadio app. For all my socials, just go to JamesTHarris.com. Let me tell you something. This is what political sabotage looks like. President Trump delivers real relief for working Americans. No tax on tips. No tax on overtime. I mean, that was one of the key things he ran on, and he got it. And what do blue states do? What does New York do? They sit on it. They stall. They stonewall. Now, let's stop pretending this is just about one governor in Albany, Governor Hochul, because it's not. Remember that old line Democrats love to repeat? We're the party for the working man. Yeah, about that. When push comes to shove, when real money is on the line, when waitresses, bartenders, delivery drivers, and service workers could finally catch a break, Democrats suddenly develop cold feet. In what is clearly a very bad look, New York Governor Kathy Hochul, well, she's refusing to extend Trump's no tax on tips policy to the state level. Well, how can you do that? I mean, it's part of the bill. You know, the bill went through Congress. It went through the Senate. It passed both. It was signed by the president. But all of a sudden, you've got Kathy Hochul. You've got other blue state governors that are not having it. Here are some of the other places doing the exact same thing. California, Illinois, Maine, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Hawaii, D.C. I think another one just joined the list, the lineup here. By a show of hands, who knows what all of these places have in common? And the first two don't count, California, Illinois. Who knows what they all have in common? One party rule, big government, Democrat control from top to bottom. But Democrats, they help the working people, right? Right? Here's the reality. Here's what they don't want you to focus on. Tips are not bonuses, my friends. Tips, they're rent money. Tips are grocery money. Tips are gas money. Tips are survival. 80% of a server's income comes from tips. And these blue state politicians know that. They're not stupid. They're not confused. They're not ignorant. They're making a deliberate choice to protect government revenue instead of working families. Democrats, they love to lecture about affordability.
You know, President Trump is in trouble for the midterms because of the affordability issue. Affordability.
And I love the speeches out there on equity, 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 equity. But when it comes time to actually leave money in your pocket, suddenly there's excuses. Suddenly things are too complicated. Suddenly it's under review. Suddenly they need that $1 billion more than you need your paycheck. Why? So they can give it to the Somalis. Think about this. The fraud that is going on in state after state, blue state after blue state after blue state, yet you can't hold on to your tips. This is absolutely out of control. This is, I mean, this is not compassion, my friends. This is not progress. This is exploitation. This is exploitation dressed up as virtue. But they can't get away with this. This is how egregious it is. You have people that were counting on this, both Democrats and Republicans. They were counting on this. And now here they are. They are reneging from the state level your opportunity to keep your money. And one waitress, one server in New York City, well, or I should say New York, she was very, very upset about this.
It's disgraceful. People live off of tips. So for her to do that is just, it's disheartening. It's upsetting. I'm Zoe. I work at the Embassy Diner for 2 years. It's very disappointing. I was looking forward to that when the president was running. So it's a little disappointing. It's all my livelihood. Really, we live off of tips, so getting taxed on them and losing money is definitely a big hit, and it makes living a little bit more difficult. And now knowing that it can't happen in New York is a little frustrating. Frustrated? It's like losing money, so it's hard, especially when everything's so expensive in life right now, and, you know, that's my livelihood. That's how I eat. That's how I feed myself and my family, so maybe a couple hundred, close, you know, to like 1,000 possibly, depending on the hours put in also. We've been in the restaurant business our whole life, so this is just what we know is diners. My father owned diners. My mom's parents owned diners. It's just, this is our family's business.
Trump did the heavy lifting, my friends. He delivered tax relief for people who actually work for a living. And blue state Democrats are blocking it out of pure political spite. They have no reason to do this. There's no justification for this. This is pure political spite. They'd rather punish their own residents than admit that President Trump was right. So again, the next time you hear Democrats call themselves the party of the working man, the next time you hear Democrats spouting out about equity, affordability, I want you to remember this moment. And again, you know, where's the media going to all of these blue state governors saying, what are you doing? Why are you taking money out of the hands of the working American people? They're not there because they're giving them cover. Why? Because they want you dependent. They want that money and they want you dependent. When a waitress asks for relief, Democrats say no. When a bartender needed help, Democrats stalled. Wait a minute. Wasn't AOC once a bartender? Hey, bartender, where is she on this? Anybody stick a microphone in her face and ask her what she thinks about New York State Governor Kathy Hochul killing the no tips on tax, no tax on tips? Workers finally catch a break. You heard that woman. You heard her, the emotion in her voice. They can't finally catch a break. A promise kept, and the Democrats step in to block it. Is this what the resistance is? This is Democrat resistance, keeping taxpayers' money, you know, keeping it out of the taxpayers' hand, not letting them keep their own money. See, the government doesn't see that. Democrats don't see that as your own money. That's their money to do what they want with it. This is sabotage. And once again, the American workers are paying the price for it. And how long? I mean, and you know what? Some of them will still go out and vote for the Democrat Party, the party of slavery. Speaking of slavery, we just found out here in the Valley that we had slaves, like for real slaves, slaves working right here in Scottsdale. Slaves in Scottsdale. I'm not kidding. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about taxes. I'm all on taxes right now. I got to tell you a story about taxes. I'm telling you, we've crossed the Rubicon. It is time for us, we the people, to push back against this madness. James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. 550 KFYI, 790 KNST in Tucson. You could catch me on the free iHeartRadio app, The Conservative Circus, 6 to 10, Monday through Friday. For all social, just go to JamesTHarris.com. When I was a high school teacher, I was very fascinated by taxes. I've always hated taxes. I got long stories about taxes and the IRS. I hate them. And I used to teach my kids history from taxes, the history of taxes. And they would be fascinated by this. Actually, I taught them while they were in detention. See, because they couldn't be part of the regular curriculum. So if they were in detention, I would read from them George Gilter's, you know, Men in Marriage. I would read George Gilter on taxes, Adam Smith, I think his name was on taxes. And their kids would love it. Some of them would come back, you know, for an extra day of detention just to learn about sociology and taxes. And I heard from one of those students, this is like 20 years later. Still remembering, hey, Mr. Harris, where did you find that book? Where could I find it? If we knew about taxes, if we knew about taxation, we would not be putting up with any of this stuff. We really wouldn't. But we're not taught that. We're just taxed to death. Don't worry, I didn't forget about slaves in Scottsdale. I mean, you have to put that off to the next segment, slaves in Scottsdale. But taxes. There was a YouTuber. No, this is social media, Instagram. This thing has taken off again. In light of the fraud that has been unveiled in Minnesota and other cities around the country, in light of the fact that you now have blue governors and blue states stepping in in blocking President Trump's no attacks on tips. You've got young people waking up to the fact that their whole lives are nothing but a big fat tax. Taxes on everything. And they're starting to spout out. This is a good thing, because the more information like this travels, the more hope I have for the future of this great country.
Hear me out. You work for an entire year. You pay 24% federal tax, 5% state tax. That's 29% tax already. 29% of the year is 106 days. You're literally working 106 days for free before you even make a dollar for your family. That's about how many days politicians actually work. Go to work? Taxed. Save your money? Taxed. 401k? Taxed. Pension? Taxed. Buy a car? Taxed. Drive that car? Taxed. Put gas in that car? Extra taxed. Buy a home? Taxed. Want to sell a home? Taxed. You want to eat some food? Taxed. Want a little drinky drink? Taxed. Want to go fishing? Taxed. Want to go shopping? Taxed. Invest? Taxed. Inherit? Taxed. Die? You guessed it. Tax! And for what? To fund illegal migrants, foreign wars, and families scamming the system? Please! It seems we're in the land of the taxed and the home of the freeloaders. I think it might be time to spill some tea or something again.
Oh, I think so too. I think so. Isn't that encouraging? Doesn't that just make you just give you warms, warms your cockles? This is great. Young people, yes, we're taxed on everything. And our money is being taken from us in taxes. And what are they doing with it? Sending it all over the world. Aid for everybody but us. Our infrastructure is dilapidated. We've got people out in the streets. We got people that are underserved from our system. And yet our money is going every place else. The Democrats are opening up the border. They opened it for years. There has to be about 20, 30 million illegals in this country. What do? They give them Social Security cards. They give them driver's license so they can go out on the roads and kill us. They let them out of jail, all to make them dependent on the government that's taking your taxes and redistribute it to them. This is what people are waking up to. And I'm like, good. And you know what? As far as that, maybe we need to have another little tea party. It's already happening in places like Chicago. A tax revolt. You have people going up to Brandon Johnson, the mayor of Chicago, into his face saying, look, you are pricing us out with property taxes. And what are you doing? You're giving it to illegals. How about this? How about if we just stop paying property taxes? Now, here's the deal. If only 5 or 10 of them do it, they're going to get got. They're going to get got. But if you have hundreds, thousands start doing it, well, there will be change. There will be change. And I think this is to the point where a lot of Americans are getting, what are we paying for? What? I had a friend that once told me, James, taxes are the price of freedom. Taxes are the price of being an American. No, it's not. No, you're wrong. We had a revolution over taxes. It wasn't too long before the government found another way to impose them. But my goodness, the creep has been astounding, especially since 1913, especially since we brought in the income tax in the Federal Reserve instead of our country running on tariffs. Now we're just docile. Now, you know, we have to pay our fair share. Now it's like, you know, it is our patriotic duty to pay taxes. No, it is not. And as soon as the American people sober up, as soon as the American people come to the realization that, no, it does not have to be like this, that's when things might change. One of the things that President Trump has been promising is the end of the income tax. I want that to happen so bad. Oh, my goodness. Just like no tax on tips. I get rid of the income tax or greatly reduce it. Do you know what that would do for the American people? Instead of giving out a stimulus check of $1,000 or $1,500 to all Americans, how about give them a year of no taxation? no federal taxation. What would that do for the economy? What would that do for families? This is the conversation we need to be having. Did I say having or having? Corey, did you catch that? Having. I meant that too. Having. Coming up next, slavery in Scottsdale. My name is James T. Harris, sitting in for Jesse Kelly.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.